sure do. I mean, I can't live that down. I still look, I guess, a lot like I looked when I did the show. And people seem to recognize me and want to talk to me and ask for my autograph and all that sort of thing. So that has never gone away over the years.
Does it make you feel good when they stop you?
Yeah, I'm always, it's flattering, you know. It's very nice, and I enjoy it. It's fun, and people are very nice, you know. They really are, and I always try to have a word with them and sign an autograph if they want it.
Well, your voice sounds the same, too.
Yeah, I look a lot the same. You know, it's been a while, but I'm pretty much the same person.
Well, did you settle for the brown hair or the blonde?
What do you mean in the show? Well, the blonde was Tuesday Well. That was Failure. And the brunette was...
No. I'm talking about yourself. You had two different hair colors on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, no. I originally was made blonde for the first year of the show. And I didn't like it, and they decided I didn't have to do it anymore. So after the first year, I went back to my natural color, which is kind of brownish.
What was the reason that they did that? Did they think it was going to make you more popular to be a blonde?
No, the Max Schulman felt that the typical teenager was a blonde person, and that's kind of silly, but he thought that.
So now, was Dolby kind of the life of Max Schulman?
Well, it was his books. He wrote a couple of books based on that character, and it was his idea, and so, yeah, it was... I don't know how much of Max Schulman was in the character, but probably quite a bit.